minute because while he was talking, I got a little bit nervous. Just give me 1 second. I'll talk about what you just spoke about. Opportunity. How's that? You know, everybody said there's no excuse this week not to do Shnei Mikra. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. Goyim. There's no excuse. It's 30 psukim. There's about 12 rashis, right? It's done. It's the easiest thing in the world. I'll be makel that you could read it along with the chazin, and then that shita, and then you could also read it between the aliyahs. It's impossible not to do Shnei Mikra this week, right? It's impossible. And next week, Hazinu is impossible to do, so. And Bereshis, you know, it's my bar mitzvah parsha, so that should give you a cheshek, you know. But, I'll just tell you one thing about your Rosh Hashiva. No, he knows this, that he's one of the few people that I am a Yayitz with. All right? Whenever I have a Shaila, ask him if it's true, he'll tell you. Whenever I have a Shaila or a Netzah, what? Oh, dude! Beef, that's the guy! I don't believe it. This is it. Oh, this is murder. Oh, this is murder. I'm taking this to the Kaisel tonight. Oh, murder. Oh, we'll give it a chaim after it? We'll give it a chaim? I said after. He's one of the few people on the Yaitz. You should just know. It's Adam Gadol Ba'anokir. Sometimes you have an Adam Gadol in a younger body. Right? Your Shashiv is an Adam Gadol in a younger body. He's the one of the few people I'm Yayitz with. Some of them have much whiter beards. He's the youngest person that I'm Yayitz with. And he's the first person I go to. What do I need Eitza? What do I do with these Bachrim over here? Can I talk about what he just spoke about? How's that? Huh? Hemshech, right? I'm going to tell you something interesting today. And then a story at the end. This is a good story. At the end, I wasn't sure if I should start with that. I was going to start with the story, but then he just gave me an idea what to talk about. So, let's talk about that. Right? Do you know that I know by heart. Yeah? You don't. I do. I know by heart the 5 Avinu Malkeinus that you say Kasveinu, and I know the order, and I know them by heart. Okay? You don't. Avinu Malkeinu, Kasveinu, Sefer, Parnasu, Kalkala. Parnasu, Kalkala. And that holy rotzen on the bottom. The nukersi or whatever that word is over there. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Same thing, pachtacha gelt. I'll call Masha Brasa gelt. I know. But I know them by, do you know them by heart? Let's go, come on. In order. Avinu Malkeinu. Okay. I can do it without going off. Before Shleim, no, not there. It doesn't say Kasveinu. It says Yeshua. You're looking, right? I'm like, what's after Yeshua? Go on. Is this number 4 or number 5? Number 5. You want to know how fast I can do it? I'm going to give you today the way to do it, and you'll remember this the rest of your life. You ready? And you're going to think, why, he's just like impressing us? You don't even know the half of it yet. Okay, ready? You're going to be able to do this. Watch, you're going to press your friend's back. And I never give you a fork that you can stand at the table. No, I never do that. Today I'm going to give you a container at the table, okay, but at the biggest side. Watch. I'm going to tell you what my friends in the Kubalim told me, okay? I have friends in the Kabbalah, they live in caves, I have friends, you don't know what I have. Yeah. You guys don't know, these are my days, I walk around.
You're in Yaretzka?
I walk around with my magnifying glass. I'm cool with it. My friends in the Kabbalah, I'm going to tell you something, Moiridik. Pashit Moiridik. Okay? And it's going to give you something to say at the Shabbos table, yeah? It's going to give you to remember for the rest of your life, and it's Moiridik. But I'm going to tell you, you're all going to have to say, ah, that's right, it's Taka Moiridik. Okay? I'll tell you when to say it though, because wait. I'm going to tell my friends in the Kabbalah told me like this. They told me that these 5 Kasveinus, I'm not going to explain it because I don't understand that part. But these five Katzveimus are connected to Chamishe Chamishe Torah. That's what they told me, and they would not tell me more. Okay? These Katzveimus, I don't know, because maybe Ksiva, I don't know. But they told me these are connected to five Chamishe Chamishe Torah. So I'll explain. Okay? On four of them, it smooth like butter, right? Like butter. But the fourth one is difficult. Sefer Chaim Toivin, that's Bracious, right? Bracious is life, it's the start of life. That's because they're the Sefer Chaim, the start of life, the start of Klal Yisrael, of Amavino, whatever. I can understand that, right? It's not bad. Because then you remember that now. Because Sefer Chaim Toivin, Bracious. Shmois is an easy one. The Rabban says that Shmois is the Sefer Geula Yeshua. It's Vitzesi Vitzalti Vilakachti. Until we get to the Mishkan, that's the finale of Geula, that's an easy one. Because they knew the sacred Gula be Yeshua. It's an easy one. Easy. The third one, you have to be him a couple to understand, but don't worry. You'll take it the second I say it. Right? But in Kabbalah, Karbanis is a skula for Parnasa. So you think it's like, all right, you don't make anything to a skula for Parnasa, right? Yeah. Yeah, you know, in Nach, oh, actually, guys, there's something called Nach. Right? That is like a safer. You know, that's like in the back of some Kumashim. There's another safer afterward burning. Yeah? In Nach, you know, you always find, like, in Nach, that everything was fine. For 40 years, they did the mitzvahs, everything was fine. Except they couldn't get rid of the bummers. You ever see that lashon? It's, like, interesting, you know? Everything was fine, they couldn't get rid of... What's a bummer? A bummer is an outside shtibel. It's a outside. It's a pretty big aveira, you know? It's not like... Everything was fine, except they taught lashon hara in the mikvah. Right? It's been 40 years fine, except they did shchut eichotz. They took karbanos and they shechted them. They were always on the worst karis, and it's like... You know, what does it mean they couldn't get rid of the bummers? I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Because the bummers, the karbanis, is a school for parnasa. That's what's known, and they knew this. And that, you can't take that away from a person, you know? That was too hard. They felt they needed, okay. So, we're good. Bracious is good. Chaim Toivim. Shmais is good. Kul Yeshua. Parnasa Chakal is Vayikra. It's very easy to remember. The fourth one is very difficult. And it can't be difficult, because my friends, the Mekubalim, told me it's Pasha. Okay, so the fourth one, I don't know. The fourth one is Kazvei the Sefer Schluyas. So it's okay, because I don't know what Sefer Schluyas is. Okay, I don't know what it is. What does it mean, Sefer Schluyas? I mean, what do you do? You know, somebody just called me as I was driving over with a shidduch call, information, whatever. So I told the person is he's a relative of mine. I said, look, what I'm going to tell you now, obviously you can't tell, you know. The person I'm talking to, he's a rav, he's a chash of a person. I don't have to say that. He knows that. If he says it's an event, I'm allowed to say what I'm saying, because I'm allowed to say. And he's obviously not allowed to say the song where it came from. Why did I say it? I'm talking to a person with a chash of a yid. I know he's not going to say it to anybody else. So why did I say it? You have to know what I'm going to tell you now. Don't say it to anybody else. Why did I say it? You know what? I told him. I said, why did I say it? I don't have to say it. I have to say it because it makes me feel good that I said it. That's why I said it. Everybody's like that. So what? That's the same thing with the Eibishter? Everybody's like, there's no games. In Shemayim, there's no games. If you have Schluyas, he writes them in. It doesn't take him long to write them in. They're in already, right? So if you have Schluyas, they're there. If you don't have Schluyas, it's no game. Could you write me and say for Schluyas that I don't? So what are you doing? You're reminding him? He's saying, no, just, you know, I know I don't have to say it, but I'll say it anyways. Just write me the same Schluyas. So I don't even know what that Vina Makeda means, but somehow that's connected to Midbar, and that's the one I have to explain today. Okay, I'll come back in a minute. Dvarim, it's easy, right? They come and get to Eretz Yisrael. The whole Dvarim is that they got the Slicha Mechila, they got out of the problems with the Meraglim and the this and the that and everything. So now, Slicha Mechila, everything is Pashit. So, Gracious, Chaim Toivim, Gula Meshua, Shmais, Vayikra is Parnasa, Schuyas is the one we don't understand, and Dvarim is safer, Slicha Mechila. Now you got a nice part of the Shabbos, but it doesn't work, because you're going to have to explain to them why Bamidbar is connected. So I will explain to you. Schluyas. Okay, I'm saying that's what the Rosh Hashiva was talking about. Watch. What does it mean, Kasvei Mesefer Schluyas? I saw this vort by Rapam. It's a Sefer Atar Lamela. But I heard it from Rav Eliashiv. So, the same vort, the Shnei Nevi'im, when it's not Lubin Nevu'ah Echad, they said the same Nevu'ah. I'm going to tell you, Dover Nef. What does it mean, Kasvei Mesefer Schluyas? You know what it means? It means, write us in the book of the people that are going to have easy mitzvahs this year. Schluyas. There are people that they get opportunities. You know what we talk about? Opportunities, easy mitzvahs. I'll give you an example, right? You're sitting on Rosh Hashanah, somebody leaves his machzer, right? you know, in a, an obscure place, you open it up and see, ah, he's never going to find it again if I don't. You're going into the lunchroom anyways, you go in there, here, is the mitzvah Shabbat Aveilu, you know, like, it's an easy mitzvah. You ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me easy opportunities. That's a basic level, easy opportunity, okay? And then there's higher levels, easy opportunity, you know? There's somebody who knocks on your door, a tzedakah or whatever, you know, the Baruch Hashem wanted to give you an easy mitzvah, whatever, easy opportunities, okay? Easy opportunities. First of all, that's the pshat. Because the Rambam over there is explaining it's that Kadosh Baruch Hu is chesed ve'emes. Chesed ve'emes. So if it's chesed, it's not emes, right? Chesed needs to go above and beyond. You know, emes is the exact din, what's supposed to be. So Rambam, that's what he explains. He says, no, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, do the emes, but just give us chesed, give us opportunities. Opportunities. Okay? Now watch. Watch. Sefer Bamidbar is the sefer of the Chayra Nansuiz. The whole sefer is about non-sweets, about bad situations, wasted opportunities, right? What's the whole sefer about? Meraglim, the maisa with Zimri, the maisa with Koyrach, the maisa with the Meraglim, the maisa with everything. Everything is bad there, right? The maisa with Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the stone, the maisa, everything is bad there. Right? The maisa with Miriam and the Lashon Hara, the maisa with the Misayinim, the maisa with the Slav, everything is bad there. The whole entire parasha, everything is bad, everything is bad. Everything is about the chayra, not zchuyas, about people that weren't, right? But watch, watch. I can't go through the whole thing. I also didn't, you know, I didn't plan on talking about this, so just you'll do it on your own. Watch, watch. You know, everything is bad there. But in every single situation that you have in Bamidbar, you have someone that took advantage of the opportunity and became great. Because when there's an Asayan, that's an opportunity, right? What did your Rosh Hashiva say? When the light, right at the point of darkness, is right under the light. It's right there. Right? Right under. Watch. Do you know the name of the Meraglim? No, but they don't tell them. No, Geuel. Vopsi? What's his name? What did Rabbi Tesler name the kid today? Probably not Vopsi.
Yeshua.
Huh? Wasn't Yeshua. Yeshua. The two names of Meraglim that you know that will live forever is Yeshua and Kalev. And no one here knows the name of any of the other Meraglim. Moiritim. Because all the other Meraglim, they had an opportunity, and they did not take advantage of that opportunity. And the ones that did take advantage of the opportunity were Kalei Yeshua. And you can do this throughout, right? Koyrach is going down with the whole Mishpacha, right? And right? Going down. On the way down, the B'nai Koyrach grab onto a tree and scream out, Moshe Emes, it's like Rosh like Emes. And now they live forever. People that took advantage of an opportunity. There was an assignment that took advantage. You can do this everywhere. Pinchas and Zimri. Zimri was a man. I don't know, he's a Nazi. I don't know, he's a Nazi. I don't know, I'm not bigger than him. And Pinchas? Pinchas not scared. Right? Pinchas not scared. Right? Pinchas sees an opportunity, right? And Pinchas became great in that opportunity, right? Vechena, Vechena, and you can go through them.
Miriam?
What? Miriam also, but I don't want to go through all of them. What? In Miriam? In Miriam was Nizgala that Moshe Rabbeinu was the un of Mikol Adam. In that situation where they talked against him, the worst Lashon Hara, talking against him, who does he think he is? And Avaydus Hashem, and then Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say, Bechor Af Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabban says, look what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Look at him, that's how you, that, in these matzavim, someone shines. When there's a matzav in the sight, what happens if somebody, if our sister, will talk about us, right? 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 Moshe Rabbeinu, hello. I can't go into everyone, but you understand what I'm saying? Now watch, come back a minute, okay? Avinu Malkeinu, Kasveinu, B'Sefer, Schuyais, by Midbar. Ha? It's not like a drink, you know? It's not a drink. Kasveinu, make it that when I get these opportunities this year, I take advantage of it. That put me in a situation, opportunities. Kasveinu, the safer schuyas. Okay, so now you're all happy Jews, right? You have a vort for the Shabbos table, right? You're talking to me, you're bigger than everybody else now. How many people go and ask you, you know, call today, you know, one of your, it's like a Zayda or something, call them, you know, call, Zayda, do you know the five Kasveinus by a pair? You know, there's always that one Yakish Zayda, of course, who does it? Kasveinu, you know that guy, right? You know, my Zayda, sorry, Lerona, right? When I was like a little child or something of that nature, I said to him, you know, Zadie, I said the whole sphere this year with Bravo. He looked at me like I was a
lying found from a train.
I told him, Zadie, you know, like my other Zadie gave me like a dollar for every day. I told him, Zadie, you know, I was trying to get another dollar. I said, Zadie, he's like, yeah, you should got. I told him, Zadie, I said the sphere every day with Bravo. Like, so? It's like golden days. Now the kid would go off the He says to me, so? I go, I think I know what to do now, right? I go, you know, I was a little kid. I go, no, Zadie, I don't know how to migrate. Actually, big kid. So it's opportunities, right? Now you have, look, you call that Zadie, you call him up, you tell him now you know the five of being volcanoes, and you have a way to remember it, and you have a nice work, and you clap opportunities, right? That's not why I came today. I have a story to tell. Yeah, that's Derek, I got that's what your Shiva talking about, so that's I just mentioned. But you have a question? Okay. That's a very good question. Probably one of these five stars, right? One of these five stars. Very good question. It's not true, but it's really true, right? There's Chayim, Rishayim, and there's Tzadikim, and there's Beinim, right? And
Beinim are their own safer, or they're just like the people that haven't been.
Sounds like Shalosh Sfarim Niftachim. Three Sfarim are open.
There's just one or two people in the middle that haven't.
Sounds like I'm going to answer this question. You should know, it's in my contract, it's not Machayim to answer this question. Right? You should just know that, right? But this is such an important question, I'm going to answer it. You know who asked your question? The Nesiva Shalom asked your question. The Shalom Rebbe asked your question. Okay? I'm going to answer it because the Nesiva Shalom is a great Jew. Is this the way how he asked? I'm just going to explain it. I must tell you that it's a lot deeper than what I'm going to tell you now, obviously. I only understand it on the smallest level. But I'll explain it anyways. Okay? He says that... beef eater. I love this. he says it's over Nifla. He says that those he's medayik from the Gemara. He has different diukim. I can't go into all that, but he says that on the when those three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah, those three books that are opened, it's not the Kodesh Baruch who's writing us in, right? And we don't say Kasveinu b'sefer chayim. We do, obviously, in you know we say Zachreinu and Kasveinu in the Shemayin Esrei, right? But in Avinu Malkeinu, right? We don't say Kasveinu b'sefer hazeh, not sefer hazeh. The sefer tzadikim, for example, it doesn't say Kasveinu b'sefer tzadikim. Okay, that we never say. We never say Kasveinu b'sefer tzadikim. We never say Kasveinu b'sefer rishoyim. Don't Kasveinu b'sefer rishoyim. Kasveinu b'sefer. So what's the pshat? He explains those Kasveinus are us. The three books are opened up. It says in the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudayin. They're opened up in front of us, and we are told write yourself into where you want to be this year. So if that's the case, what's the big deal? Who wouldn't write himself into the Sefer Tzadikim? So you know the answer. There was once a bacher. He told me that he was the Heus bacher. Not once. It was, he was the Heus bacher by Rav Aaron Leib Shaman in the last tkufa. Last 5 months, they needed a bacher to live there on every other night. There was a grandchild on the other nights, and he was there on the other nights. And he told me an unbelievable thing. They came to him and they asked him if he could do it. He wanted to do it, obviously. But they asked him if he'd do it. And when they asked him to do it, I have to live in the room of an Iron Lake Shteman. Right? That means no more Lashon Hara. You understand? Not just like no more Lashon Hara in the room. It means like if you come in to Iron Lake Shteman's room and you spoke Lashon Hara, say, you have like a
dragon on your forehead. What happened?
That means these eyes can't look where Jewish eyes shouldn't look. Right? You know, walk in the next day, everyone like, why? Oh my goodness, I have to live with tzaddik. I'm not ready for that. And then don't think, you know, once he started living with tzaddik, you know, it was kind of scary. Right? So we're afraid. We're all afraid to Kasveinu to write ourselves into that book. It means write yourself into the book that I want this year to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? It's scary. It's a little bit scary. On Chasneinu, on your kippur, in the Ila, when you say Chasneinu, right? And the Chasneinu in the Michamat, it's my stamp. It's a commitment. I want to be this year good. Right? And that's why these are different. One is what the Eibishter is doing, that's what he explains there. And one is what we're doing, that's the biggest side.
These are
different musagim. That's a statement that you write yourself in. And this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, give us opportunity. Give us slicha, right? Give us chayim tovim. That's what the words mean. We magashim it because it makes it easy for us to hold on to something. So
Rabbi, are there five svarim on the mothers?
I have to think about it. I'm not sure. There definitely are Sifrei Mavis. That's clear, right? In the third, in the Rus, in Zayir, the Zayir and Rus. There he talks about the third Kohelet. He talks about the different Maduras of Gehenim, and it's clear over there that it's connected different types of Mavis that a person can have. There are people that are clinically dead in certain chalakim of their Avodas Hashem, right? And they're clinically alive in other ones, right? We all understand that the heart could be working, but the brain is not, and the brain could be working, right? The heart is a musig that a person is dead. He has a dead arm. The arm doesn't work. It's limp. He's a limp arm. He's a lame, right? So the legs don't work. He has to be in a wheelchair. His legs don't work. He's dead. His legs are dead. So there are people in certain Avodas Hashem that are not alive in certain chalakim of their life. And that exists. You find that for sure. There are certain chalakim again for such a person that was dead. You know, there are people out there. To me, it's a pelt. You know, there are people out there. For me, I don't understand this, right? Is there anybody out there that davens, but he doesn't eat kosher? You know, I'm not talking about like a fresh bal shulah on his way. But, you know, there's nobody out there that davens and just doesn't keep kosher, right? Doesn't keep kosher. I think it's the opposite. It's some of them that they, you know, whatever. I'm saying in the world of normal. I'm not the, you know. Yeah. I didn't say stardom or not, right? But I mean, like, you know what I mean? Right? You know, normal, in our world, the Balvatisha people, let's say, right? There's nobody that davens but doesn't keep kosher, right? You know what? Is there anybody that learns but doesn't daven in our world? Not really, right? Anybody who's learning, I mean, you can always have that one guy, right? But there's always, you know, but we have a lot of people in our world that daven and don't learn. Don't learn a word. Don't learn a Pasha Jewish word. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. You're not religious. I understand that it's difficult here. So he's dead. He's not alive in that. But no different. If you're from person, one of the things you do is learn. I'm not saying how long. I'm normal. I mean, I don't mean like 9 hours a day. I mean like 7, 8. But I can't mask that. What do you mean you daven, but you don't learn? Of course you don't have to learn. You have to learn. So Elamite's not his fault. So he has a death. That's what the Zohar says. And some people that they kill themselves, this way, look at their life. They can have chiyas amesim, right? And it's much easier to be mechaya amesim when that person has a lame leg. If the rest of the body works, there's a chance, right? If the rest of the body's dead, okay. Now I'm going to tell you a story. I have one more minute, right? I'm going to tell you a story. You're going to like my story.
Oh, you're going to like this story. Oh, you're going to like this story. This is the only thing you should know. I was going to come in, tell you a story, and I was even going to maybe leave. All right? Maybe. All right? Yeah.
I was thinking on the way, because sometimes you have a story, like this is, you know, you don't want to take away anything, I'll say a story, I'll leave. They'll be happy because I left, right? I'll be happy because I have my beef eater. I'm taking to the castle tonight. Okay. And, okay. I bought, last year, my daughter. I have a little daughter. That's a little girl. I have a little Shitzeloni. Like this big. I have two little Schnitzelonis, but the other one didn't work. I bought her a pearl, they weren't real, pink pearl necklace bracelet set with matching earrings. Right? So it was like those pink little, like, you know what I'm talking about? Those little, you know, they look like click, except they're pink, you know what I mean? Right? Yeah. I got married. I'm wearing the tie I wore to my chasen. This is the tie I wore to my chasen. Right? When I got married, so in the yichud room, everyone gets pearls. Right? So when I got married, they just came out with this thing called click. Click. What's it called? Click. Right? Clicks. No. Not clicks, the toys, right? The chocolate balls. Right? So I sat the day before my wedding and strung together, right, a chocolate pearl necklace. Okay? And I put it in the box that my mother gave me for the real pearls. I took the real pearls, I put them in the click bag. Right? Right, whatever. She found out the hard way. You know, they come in there. So, yeah, Mazdam, I'm trying to count. Mazdam, right? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Yeah, my mother said I should give you this. I was wearing this tie. She opened it up. All right.
Why am I telling you this?
Why am I telling you this?
What?
For your referrals?
All right, you want to beg a click instead? No. Now they're talking about that. I forgot to clean out the back. I don't like this.
Because I bought my daughter the pink.
You know, you guys get the stuff that even the cradle doesn't get, right?
I bought my daughter a pink pearl necklace. Yeah, not real. You know, that's how I do things, right? You know, one of those necklaces that you buy for the kids, you know it's not going to have an amusement yummy. You know?
You know for sure. You know in a minute the kid's going to come, "Daddy," right? Okay.
I bought her pink pearl necklace. I bought her pink, those little earrings, right? Little circle ones, right? And the pink bracelet. Ooh, she walked around pregnant, right? Saks Fifth Avenue, Sixth Avenue. Walking around like this. You know, that night when I put her to bed, okay? Then it's not my fourth time. He's not my fault. I put her to bed. I said to her, "Shanana, listen, you love Tati?"
"Yeah."
"You love Tati?" "And your mamas love Tati, right?"
"Yeah."
"You look at that, you have such nice pearls. Who bought you those pearls?" "Right?" "Tati." "Not mommy." She caught the other day that Bubby, my mother, you know, said to me on the phone, Shragala. She called me Shragala or something, right, Chuck? So my daughter's listening again, and I hear in the background going, "Fragala." It's like, I know, I can't describe it. Right? And she's sitting there like this. She knows she's in trouble. Right? But she just clapped that she can say the word Fragala, and that's not my name. You know? You know what I'm saying, you know? I walk into the house, you know. Anyways, that's also, I know why I'm telling you. She puts on these pink bracelets. She's wearing this. She's sitting in the bed. "Who loves you, Tati? Who do you love, Tati?" Right? "Not mom. Tati." Okay. I go there. I have a question. What do you love more, me or the pearls? "Tati." I go, "Okay. Give me the pearls." "No, no." No. I go, "Wait, let's try again. You love Tati?" "Yeah, I love Tati." A little bit more intense now, right? I know. This is what you get arrested for, by saying. This is what you get arrested for. This is intense therapy. "You love Tati?" Yeah, we stop with it. "You love the pearls?" "Yeah." "Who do you love more, Tati?" "Tati." "Okay, so give me the pearls. Give me the pearls. I want the pearls. Okay? Give me just one of them. Give me the bracelet." Okay, I let her go to sleep. That night, next night, I put her to bed. I told her, "Made love." "You really love Tati?" She was on top. She's only 3. "You love the pearls?" "Oh, no." "No, no.
You love Tati?"
"You love pearls. You love Tati more?" "For sure. Yeah, Tati. Give me the pearls. Give me just the earring pearls. Not even just a little. Give me one earring. You'll be like one of those Michigan. Give me one earring. I don't want even both of them. Right? Okay, third night. My wife already knows what's going on, right? "You have something up your sleeve, don't you?" I go, don't worry. I know what I'm doing. I hope so. The third night, everyone's by the door. Everyone's waiting, you know, what's going to happen now? "You love Tati yet?" You love the pearls yet? "Do you love Tati more?" "Yeah." I go, "Okay. Give me the pearls. Necklace, like that, you know." With tears, her voice said. Tears streaming down. She goes here. She gives me the pearls. Okay? I into my pocket. Okay? I took out, okay, a necklace. Real fake gold. Real necklace. With pink hearts, right? That say Batsheva on them. Batsheva. 2 hearts. This is like a Ferrari. It's like a Lamborghini. This is like the Porsche of necklaces. I take it out and I put it on her. all of a sudden, right? I told her, now let me tell you something, right? If Tati asks you for something and it's hard for you, you're never, ever going to lose. He's always going to give you something better. You're never going to lose. If he asks you for something and you know he loves you and you love him, he's never going to do something. He's always going to give you better, right? And then I told all my children, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you for something, and you think, but it's so hard. He's always going to ask you. He's always going to ask you something hard. If you can handle it hard, he's going to give you something much, much better than that. That's what's going on in these days. He's asking hard. He's asking hard from the Kabbalah. He's got a little different lifestyle, right? But if you give him that, he's going to give you so much more. Isn't that no Shaila? Should I just tell you one last story? The story of the collector I told you guys? I didn't tell you one last story. The collector knocked on my door, and he told me this part. He told me, I didn't tell you the word because I said it somewhere. I said it in this building. I guess I told it to them. He said to me, he came to the door. So I told him, do you have chamesh? Chamesh, you know? So he said to me, that means that you're giving me a 10. That means you're giving me a 10 because I asked for 5. So I said, right. He says, and if you would ask me for 10, then it means you're giving me a 20. I said, right. Okay. And if you would ask me for 30, it means you're giving me a 50. Right, I was getting that. And if you would ask me for a 50, then you're giving me 100. Right? If you ask me for 100, you're giving me 200. There's no more. If you're asking me for 100, then you're going to give me 200. I go, right. He goes, right. He goes, Tishma Mashu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same part, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us for a 10, he's giving us 20. If he asks us for 100, he's going to give us 200. Right? Oh, I like that verse so much. I gave him 200. I said, give me 100. I like that verse so much. You know what I'm saying? If he's asking you for things that you feel are difficult for you, the kabbalas that you have to make, and whatever, so then he's going to give you so much more. Agmar, Hasimet, Toif.
No, the Chayim, my boy said. No, the Chayim.
That was something else.
Yeah.
I've seen time. I've seen time. I've seen time. It's an extra one.